basically give you information about an emerging movement in health and safety. Is this starting? Okay, we're going to show you, that's okay. We're going to show you a video that was put together. This is a memorial to the family members who connected with a planning committee. That video was put together in memory of the victims from the family members who were actively involved in a group that both Tammy and I are involved in that basically is trying to organize the family members of victims into a role of activism. Activism for themselves to find out more about the specific circumstances in which their family members were lost, as well as activism to promote health and safety, to prevent the tragedies that have happened to their family members, and so that their loss is not in vain, and to fight for better protections. This group has developed a new campaign known as the Family Bill of Rights. And most of you probably don't know that when a family member is killed in a workplace accident, the family gets very, very little information. We probably all know reasons why that might be sort of clouded in a lot of non-information and sort of protection for the employer or federal agencies. There's no direct legal right that family has to be involved in any parts of the inspection. I can't tell you enough how many family members have just told me in great detail about the kind of insulting response they've gotten from agencies. Often people in the workplace, co-workers, are suspect because of possible lawsuits, so they avoid the family. There's a whole sequence of events that happen which can be very, very hurtful to the families. And yet the families are emerging from this trauma, and when given some support and a reason to be involved in terms of trying to fight for their rights as well as the rights of all workers, has been just an incredible source of energy. The video that we just shown, we've been planning for this conference as well as this Health and Safety Summit that happened on Saturday. And about a month ago, I wrote Tammy an email saying, what do you think about doing a memorial of some family photos as a way to open it up? And she wrote back and she had been working on it for like a day before that, and within the next day had put this together. I mean, that's the kind of energy that is happening in this group. And this is not the only group that's and the group is has a website, USMWF, which is United and Support for and Memorial for Workplace Fatalities, there's family members of minors that have played a tremendous role in the last year, and so this is happening at several levels, in which is bringing a tremendous new source of activism to our movement. So Tammy Miser is a person that's been tremendously influential in this movement and to other families.
He's great, isn't he? I just love him to death. I really didn't have anything planned because I didn't know I was going to be here. However, it's a good opportunity to go over the Family Bill of Rights that I had discussed earlier, and I just kind of want to go real quick over the things that it entails. It's a really short pamphlet. It's, maybe, 11 pages long? Even that? I don't even think that long. Seven. It's only seven. It has facts about workplace injuries and illnesses and deaths, of course, and you guys probably already know those. But it also goes over the tragedies and the impacts that it has on family members. And then it goes into a little bit of our mission. Then it has the actual Family Bill of Rights, and then it has stories from individuals. And I think the reason that this is so important is because for anybody to function in society, they have to be able to heal. And these family members can't heal if they don't have the information that they need. There are individuals that would rather not know, but there's many of us that have to know, or they can't continue to grow and to heal during this. And so some of the things that we felt was really important was to have a federal liaison's office for each family member. It may be statewide, there might be an office statewide or a group or an organization or something that can do this and give the information to families that they need, because an accident happens and nobody tells them anything. Many times they have to call around to see where they're supposed to get it, any kind of investigation, to have full party status in these proceedings. to have a representative, because there's nobody there to represent them. And one thing that the unions, they're great at, they are allowed to represent the fatality or the injury if in these proceedings. But if there's not a union, there's nothing. You know, we have no rights whatsoever. To be notified of all the meetings, to recommend names, because our families, some of our families have been in these institutions or organizations or workplaces for so many years that we know all the people that they work with. We've heard all the stories. We know everything that's wrong, and we know everything that's right with the company. So for us to be able to, you know, let them know of different incidences or individuals that may help in the investigation would be wonderful. I know, I'm trying to get over that. In my case, real short, there was an explosion, and my brother didn't die right away. He was taken to a hospital, and they had put him on life support. So a huge, huge issue is the fact that they can start the cleanup immediately because there hasn't been a death. So the first thing they're going to do is get as many people in there as they can from every shift and start cleaning any evidence that may be there up. And it's crushing because so many things can be covered up, so many things. And not only that, but they've got the individuals that are still shocked. They're all in shock, you know, cleaning up from somebody they knew, which is, you know, I just can't even imagine. So there has to be a point when they say, okay, everything has to stop, and maybe, you know, even a 10-hour period to let these individuals at least recuperate and protect the information that's there. We would like to be able to view that. I know that's not always the case, but it would be wonderful for a family member to be able to go. It sounds extremely morbid to go visit the site, but it's not. That's where our loved ones took their last breath, you know, said their last words, you know, worked. And they spent a lot of time there, so it would have been nice to have done that. One more thing that is so, so important is people do not realize that these family members have, if they have a son that was not married or had children, there is nothing for them. Their funeral costs don't have to be paid. If the employer decides that they want to be kind and pay for this, they can. Otherwise, a family is responsible for paying for this. So they've not only lost their, you know, their loved one, but they're also they're required to pay for the funeral costs, travel expenses, you know, health care, anything. There's nothing for these family members. So, you know, this is just a really, really quick overview of what this guide has, and you can view it on the site. It has tons of information, and then we're also having the resource guide, which is guided towards the family members. I don't really think there's too much more to go over, but even if you're not in this area, it's just great to go over because it kind of gives you more of an idea of what happens on the inside. So I suppose that's it for me.
Any questions?